Love Talk Radio.
In the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord, we are grateful that you handpicked us. You chose us, oh God, from the foundations of the earth, and we are grateful. But Lord, we are concerned about families everywhere that are not saved, that don't call on the name of Jesus. We lift up those fathers and mothers and children who don't know you in the pardon of their sins. And we ask you, Lord, to save them. You know, respect to a person. Save every one of our family members that's not saved. Save everybody, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, save those that need salvation today. Lord, there's nobody who don't need salvation. And you said at one time you went to ignorance, but now you're calling people everywhere to repent. Oh, God, let people in every city, every state in our nation repent before you. Oh, God, forgive us for abominations, murder, crime, violent crimes, hideous crime. Forgive us, Lord God, for everything that we've done against your will. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, when we've aborted babies, forgive us, Lord. Oh, God, so the families can't grow, forgive us, Lord. Forgive us when we've murdered each other, even with our own mouths. Forgive us, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, when we have come against your will, your plan, forgive us, Lord Jesus. Help us, Lord, to stand in the midst of every storm. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, oh, God, there's storms on every hand, wars and rumors of wars. Oh, God, we're depending on you. We're trusting in you, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, you are awesome, God. You are a mighty God, and we need you in our lives today, Father. We need you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We need you more today than we did yesterday, oh, God. We need you, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we are thanking you today for what you've done already on our behalf. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving because you are an awesome God, a mighty God. Nobody can compare to who you are. Nobody can compare, oh God, to what you do. Hallelujah. You do great things, oh God. You are keeping us from falling into outer space, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we are thanking you this morning for what you're doing, what you're going to do, what you've done already. Hallelujah. What a great Father you are. What a great King you are. You are Lord and Shepherd, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you right now for your faithfulness to us. Forgive us when we're not faithful to you, oh God. Forgive us, Lord God. Oh God, as citizens of these United States of America, when we have chosen to serve other gods, help us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to call on your name like never before. We are grateful that you give us the opportunity to say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy great and holy name. Forgive us, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, we are so grateful that we could say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven. And, Lord, we say, bless us, Lord. Keep us, O God. Make your face to shine upon us and be gracious unto us, O God. Lord, lift up your countenance upon us and give us peace. We need peace. You are Jehovah Shalom, a peacemaker. Let us be satisfied with favor and filled with blessings, O God. Lord, command your blessings upon our lives, upon our children's lives, upon our grandchildren's lives, upon our neighbors, upon our cities and states, upon the whole world. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you that we are the seed of Abraham through Jesus Christ, and we receive the blessing of Abraham. Lord, in the name of Jesus, bless us and multiply, multiply us as the stars of heaven, as the sands of the seashore. Lord, let your showers of blessings be upon us on a daily basis, O God. We are grateful that we can call upon your name. We are thankful, Lord God, O God, in the name of Jesus, for your mercy, your grace, and your great favor. We receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, oh God, and we reign in life through Christ Jesus. We have life, and that more abundantly because of you, Christ Jesus. And we are grateful that this is the day that you have made. We are rejoicing, and we are glad in it. Well, good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Bible Storyland. We're so grateful you joined us this morning. What a great God he is. He woke us up again with his faithful love, his faithfulness. Oh, yeah, we can't measure his faithfulness. Oh, he's an immeasurable God. He's a great God, the Almighty Father, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He's the one who blew his breath into our bodies, and we became living souls, and we're still living today. We are grateful that we could say, Abba, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy holy name. And he hears before we call. He answers before we even utter, even think. Oh, yeah, he answers us. So we are grateful this morning that the Most High God hears and answers us. Oh, yes, he reaches to us in the place where we are. He knows. He knows you. He knows our name. He even knows our location. Nothing that he doesn't know. Hallelujah. So he is for us. He is for us on a daily basis. Yes, God is for us. Nobody can be against us because God is for us. Hallelujah.
Whoring after other gods. Yeah, that Moloch spirit
come to take our children in the womb, come to take our children, making them sick, letting them kill one another, letting them kill their own self. We repent and we rebuke that spirit right now. We say our children shall live and not die. They will declare the works of the Lord. So, Father, every generational curse upon our children, we cancel it right now in Jesus' name. We decree and declare that our children will live. They will not die. They will live out their whole purpose. You said, children, I know the purpose and the plans I have for you. Good plans to bring you to your expected end, to give you a future and a hope. So I thank you that our children have a future and they have a hope, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we're thanking you today. Acts 10:2, Cornelius, he and all of his family were devout, and they were God-fearing people. And he gave generously to those who were in need, and he prayed on a regular basis. So we can't miss prayer time. I'm not talking about prayer on the prayer line. I'm talking about a relationship with God. Fathers and mothers got to have a relationship with God. You got to pray and ask the Lord to cover your children so the enemy can't spot them. Every scanner spirit that's watching our children, we cover our children with the blood. No watcher, no scanner spirits will come to our children. It won't spot our children because they're covered with the blood. The blood of Jesus covers our children. Well, it is time this morning. It's family time on Bible Storyland. You know, families need God. There's no family that don't need God. So we lift up those families that are not saved. God said, I winked at ignorance one time, but I'm calling people everywhere to repent. People everywhere to repent. So he's not winking at our ignorance. We can't say, well, God, I didn't know you. No. You got to search for him. He said, when you search for me with all of your heart, you will find me. So let's search for God daily so we can find him. We have Pastor Donna Hawkins on with us this morning from Paducah, Kentucky. We're going to ask her to pray for the family this morning. Good morning, Pastor Donna Hawkins. How are you?
Good morning, Minister T. Doing well. Blessed, highly favored.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am. I'll pray for the families.
All
gracious
right,
Lord, we bow this morning, thanking you, Lord, for waking us up to see a day that we've never seen before. Now, Lord, before we ask for anything, Lord, we thank you for what you've already done. Lord, we thank you for giving us families. We thank you, Lord, for the mothers and the fathers. We thank you for the children, Lord. Lord, we thank you for the blessings that you've given us. But right now, Lord, I ask a special blessing on families, Lord. We know that families are under attack from every side, Lord. But, Lord, we know that you are our shield. You are our buckler. You are our everything, Lord. So, Lord, we just ask that you would protect the families. Lord, we ask that you would lead the parents in the right way, Lord, so that they'll be good examples for their children, Lord. And then, Lord, we pray a special blessing for the children, Lord. Lord, we ask that you would touch our children, Lord, so that they can see that Satan is busy, that he is real. But we have the power of the name of Jesus, and we can call on that name at any time because we know that demons tremble at the name of Jesus. So right now, Lord, I ask a special blessing on our families. Bless our families, Lord. Strengthen our families, Lord. Lord, help the fathers to be the head of the household, Lord. And for those mothers who are heads of their households, we ask that you would give them the knowledge, Lord, so that they can lead their families in the way that you would have us to go. Lord, we love you. We thank you so much for giving us an opportunity to call on your name one more time, Lord. Lord, we know that there's power in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we use the name of Jesus today to cancel all that Satan has in store for families, Lord. We use the name of Jesus, the mighty name of Jesus, to cancel every evilness that's coming against families today, Lord. Lord, bless us. Keep us in your care. We love you, Lord. We'll be careful to give you all the honor, all the praise that you are so worthy of. We love you, Lord. We thank you. It is in the name of Jesus that I pray, and for his sinless sake, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you for that powerful prayer for families. Families need prayer today. Children need to know how to pray. Husbands need to know how to pray. Mothers need to know how to pray. Wives need to know how to pray. Grandparents need to know how to pray. Uncles and aunts, everybody in the family need to know how to pray. You know, the other day in Jacksonville, it was a horrendous storm. I mean, it was like a gushing mighty wind. Woo! It was just so horrendous. It reminded me of when I was in Hurricane Katrina. That wind was so strong and so powerful. But thank God, you know, I heard some people had trees down and different things down. But thank God in my area, I didn't see any trees down. God is faithful. But I thank God for what he's doing in all of us right now. God is doing a mighty work. He's protecting us from storms, dangers seen and unseen. He's protecting us. And we got to call on his name, teach the children. I'll never forget my father when I don't know how old I was, but since I can remember, I was on my knees saying my prayers. Now I lay me down to sleep. Later on, our Father, which art in heaven, we got to teach the children to pray. They can pray. I have a 3-year-old in my Bible study class on Wednesday night. That girl can pray. 3 years old. A sister, about 4 or 5, can pray. They're never too young to pray. I knew a woman who taught her children from the womb. She'd lay hands on them and pray. When they were born, little bitty, she put the word of God on in their room. They were saturated with prayer. They were saturated with scripture. They came here knowing the word. The word was in them. On the tables of their hearts, it was written. So we got to teach our children daily, daily, not some days. We can't skip. You know, we got to get our faces out the cell phones, out the computer, out the whatever it is, technology that's causing us to be distracted. And we got to get our face in our children's face so we can all together get in God's face. Stay in God's face. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Stay in God's face. Our children are in trouble. We cannot let the devil take them out. We got to pray with them. Pray constantly. Stay before the Father on behalf of the children. It's praying time. We can't let up. The Bible says pray without ceasing, and we got to do that. We got to pray without stopping. We got to pray continuously. Without stopping. When we're in the car, in the grocery store, on your job, pray. You got children in a school. Walk around that school and pray. There have been shootings in and near the schools. We got to pray. Our children are in trouble, and we're the answer. We're the answer. We got to call on the name of the Lord on behalf of them. They're coming into schools now. They're coming into houses now. The enemy is using human beings. Even teenagers are taking their own lives. We got to pray not just for our families, but for the nation's children. This is Family Day. And I'm really upset because you know, I see people walking down the street every day with a cell phone in their face. They don't know what's around them, and they're getting gunned down. So we got to pray. Pray for our children. Pray with them. I told the children that I was teaching last week, I said, listen, we're going to say Psalms 91 together. Now you learn it. And when you get in trouble, even before you get in trouble, you say, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty. We got to teach them to read the word. I tell my children every week, this is the most important book in the world. You go to school, you get reading, writing, math, social studies, science, but that's not so important as the word of God. So read. It's praise time on Bible Storyland. We have Jackie Travis with us. She's going to be singing a praise song this morning. She's been with that baby, grandbaby, that precious grandbaby, Ava, who's going on 2 years old. So we thank God for her. Then after she sings, we're going to call on Pastor Donna again to sing this time. Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Good morning, Sister G.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing all right. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing wonderful. God woke us up again this morning, so I'm grateful.
Thank God. Thank God. Yeah, I was going to get Miss Maddie to sing with me, but I can't get her husband up right at this moment, so I just sang by myself.
Amen.
The ladies downtown like to sing with me, but I didn't make it downtown in time. So, I'll sing by myself. That's fine. I'll do it if I have to do it by myself.
Hallelujah.
Okay. I love to praise him. I love to praise his name. I love to praise him. I love to praise his name. I love to praise him. I love to praise his name. I love to praise his holy name. 'Cause he's my rock. He's my rock. My rock, my rock, my sword and shield. And he's a wheel in the middle of a wheel. And I know he'll never, Lord, no, never let me down. He's just a jewel, Lord, that I have found. A hallelujah, a hallelujah. I love to praise his name, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I love to praise his name, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah. I love to praise his name, I love to praise his holy name, 'cause he's my rock, he's my rock, my rock, my rock, my sword and shield, and he's a wheel in the middle of a wheel. I know he'll never, Lord, no, never let me down. He's just a jewel, Lord, that I have found. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. I love to praise his name, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I love to praise his name, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I love to praise his name. I love to praise his holy name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Woo! Awesome. That's my testimony. I love to praise his name. I love to praise him. Hallelujah. Wonderful, Jackie. Thank you. Awesome song. I love to praise his name. I love to praise him. All glory, all praise to our King, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. We got to praise his name. We got to call on him. Praise. Hallelujah. We got to praise him. Hallelujah. Every day, praise him all day long. Praise him and thank him. Tell him how wonderful he is, because he's a wonderful God. And he loves his children. He loved to hear the praises of his children. He loved us to praise him. Yep, we can't praise other gods. We got to praise the living, true and living God. Those other gods are dead, but we serve the living God. We got to praise him every day, praise him every night, because he is faithful. So we thank God. We have Pastor Donna Hawkins on with us from Paducah, Kentucky. We are thankful. Good morning again, Pastor Donna.
Good morning, Minister G. God bless you. God bless you.
Bless you, too. I thank God for that powerful prayer you prayed for families. Oh, my God, families need it more than ever, our own families and families of the world. We thank God. What you going to sing this morning?
Bless that wonderful name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Oh, bless that wonderful name of Jesus. power in the name of Jesus. No other name I know. There's healing in the name of Jesus. There's healing in the name of Jesus. There's healing in the name of Jesus. No other name I know. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Oh, bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. No other name I know.
Amen. Woo! Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. We love to hear the name Jesus. You know, when you pass people in the grocery store and they're saying Jesus. When you hear people in church say Jesus. Yes, bless that wonderful name of Jesus. We love to hear Jesus. We love to sing his praises. We love his name, Jesus. Well, I thank God for those two awesome songs. We have Minister Gloria Dean Charlotte on with us. She's going to be singing a song in a few minutes. So we thank God for her from New Orleans, Louisiana. We are grateful when the people of God come on, you know, on Bible Storyland. And worship and praise with us. Yes, we're his very elect children. He handpicked us even before the foundations of the earth. So we are grateful when the Most High God called on, you know, he called us out of the dark way into his marvelous light. We are the light of the world. He chose us to be the salt and the light of the world. You know, the world is getting darker, but we got to let our light shine bright. We got to let, how do we get it to shine bright? Reading the Word, studying the Word, staying close to the Father. Obey, 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 obey. That's the key word. Obey God. Every time when he tell you, I want you to go get on your knees. I want you to pray with me for an hour. You know, we got to do it. We got to obey. He speak to us like he did to Moses, like he did to Abraham. He still speak to his children today. So I thank God, you know, when you can hear his voice. His voice is just more than a billion. Oh, my God. I just long to hear him talk to me. I just long to hear his voice daily. I am so grateful that the Lord God, you know, call on us daily. Daily he wants us to hear his voice. Get in the secret place so you can hear his voice. You know, when you're in the street and you're driving, you say, Lord, help me. He help you right that time. He hear your voice, but he want us to hear his voice as well. And his voice is very soft. You got to make sure you're hooked up to God so you can hear his voice. You know, sometimes we hooked up to the radio, we hooked up to the internet, we hooked up to the cell phone, but we got to be hooked up to the Most High God. We got to be hooked up. Yeah, we got to be hooked up to him. We got to call on his name like never before. We can't be hooked up to all these electronic things. We got to be hooked up to God so we can hear his voice. We can hear him speak. We can hear him talk. I thank God. You know, I was on Pastor Paul's program last night and she had mighty people. I heard Gigi on there last night. I couldn't say a word because I was on here ready to, you know, working for Bible Storyland, getting the internet under control. She said, who's on? But I didn't say one word because I was doing something. I couldn't tell. She had people sharing about the Word of God, about prayer. I thank God people gave testimonies. People talk. So we got to testify of the Lord. We got to say, Lord, we need you today. I thank you for saving me from that car accident. I thank you for what you're doing in my life. I thank you, Lord God, for healing my body. I thank you for keeping my children, oh God, safe. I thank you for keeping my grandchildren safe. I thank you, Lord God, for keeping me safe on the job and in the neighborhood. Yeah, you know storms come. Thank God these storms are not taking us out. We're still here to talk of the goodness of the Lord. It's family day on Bible Storyland, and I thank God for each of you this morning. We have Glory Dean Charlotte on this morning. She's going to play a song of praise. Good morning, Glory Dean. How are you?
Good morning. Doing fine. Thank you. I'm really enjoying everybody and singing and the speaking and the prayer that's going on and praising God and prayer. All of this goes together. We just thank the Lord for it. Praise God.
Amen.
Will you want me to go on and sing now or what?
Yeah, if you like, you want to sing now or later?
I can sing now and I can speak later. I'll sing right
now. Okay, you're going to be speaking right after that in a few minutes. So you can go ahead and sing.
Well, I'll just set it all together. When you're ready, let it come together.
Well, the Word of God says, the Word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light to our pathway. Psalms 119:05. You know, by our words, we can see where we're going. They throw a beam of light on our dark path. So today, our speaker's from New Orleans, Louisiana. You just heard her voice. She and I have been friends over 25, probably 30 years. She's a woman of God who has a great relationship with Father God. Oh, my God. Mighty, mighty in God. She's a teacher of the Word of God. She sings. She plays wonderful songs to the Lord. Her name is Glory Dean Charlotte. So we're going to turn it over to her right now and let the Lord lead her. Good morning again.
Praise God. I thank God for being here this morning, being in the midst of everybody, midst of the Father God, first of all. But, you know, everybody's been saying prayer and praises. You know, they are inseparable. They go together. Praising.
Yes.
As you pray God, you can begin to praise him. Praise him. When you begin to praise him, you begin to see the word, your messages, your prayers are going to come to pass. If you just learn to praise God after just praising, 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 because he loves the praises of his people. I mean, we're speaking of children today. I like that scripture that says, all my children shall be taught the Lord, and greatness shall be their peace. In other words, you don't worry about them, what's going on now. You're praying for them. Just believe and have confidence in God. He says that in Isaiah 54:13, he says, all my children shall be taught of the Lord, and greatness shall be their peace. So we look at our grown children growing here and there, but continue to believe in God. Have confidence in God that they're coming back in. They're not going to go out all these ways of shooting and going through killing one another. We're just going to believe God for them. All my children shall be taught of the Lord, and greatness shall be their peace. So they're coming in, praise God. Just thank the Lord. Right now, I like to sing this song talking about prayer. What a friend we have in Jesus. This is what we'll sing this morning. What a friend we have in Jesus. Thank you. What he did on the cross for us. He's done it already. All we have to do is believe in him. Put our confidence in him. When we pray, put our confidence in him. And don't let the devil take it away. Don't let him bring doubt and fear there. Perfect love does what? Cast out fear. Fear is torment. So we don't want to have torment and not believe God. Hallelujah. Torment. Not have is having doubt in God. It also means in praying that we just do not have all our confidence in God. We got to put it there. We let that fear, envy, jealousy, the lasciviousness, and all these imaginations and things that work against the knowledge of God, all these things. So we have to learn how to leave it in prayer. Give it to God in prayer. Give it to him in prayer. Hallelujah. Begin to praise him. Remember, your confidence must be in him. Get away from the doubt. We know we have that flesh, and that's what Satan wants to use to bring doubt, to bring all kind of things in mind, to bring doubt and fear. But we can say, Satan, be thou, get away from me right now in the name of Jesus. Be thou, cast away from me right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Father God did it on the cross for me, and I believe him, and my confidence is in him. When I pray, my confidence is in him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We give God the glory today. We give God the praise today. Hallelujah. You know, I just couldn't help but continue to speak because, you know, we have prayer meetings every Friday at church where I attend. And we bring in all these things. We pray about the nations all over the world. We have families all over the universe. There are families all over the universe. When we pray for our family, must include all families all in the universe. Hallelujah. The universe. Pray for those that's in authority. We have to pray for those that's in authority in all of these nations, our nations. Pray for those that are in authority. There is so much that God says we have to pray about. Hallelujah. But have that confidence in him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But I just want to talk a little bit on love, you know. Love helps all of this. When we have that love, we want to pray and believe. We can't let all this other stuff get in the love. Perfect love casts out fear, and that's what we have to ask God. We have to ask God for that perfect love that casts out fear. We don't need fear in us. God did not give us the spirit of fear. He gave us power. He gave us love, and he gave us a sound mind to keep the enemy away. Hallelujah, to believe in him. Praise God. And you know, love is something that we must have. It's love. We have to love. When I was around, well, I'm 83 now. When I was about 23, 24 years old, I knew the Lord, but I wasn't in him like I am now. You know, when we're young, it's not like if we get into older days in our lives, you know. But the Lord came to me, spoke to me in an audible voice. He said, hearken, the first thing to learn is love. The first thing we learn is love. Love. One another. And when God told me this, you know, I didn't quite understand. But all through the years, I've been searching on love, searching on love, searching on love, scriptures on love, scriptures on love. And now I found scriptures on love. I like that last scripture. Perfect love. Perfect love casts out fear, because fear is torment and is not out of God. Hallelujah. We don't want no torment in our love. We want to love God. We want that love of God. That has nothing to do with anything else but the love of God. Hallelujah. So the years, I thank God, and I'm still searching, and still God is still teaching about love. Love, love, love. And the little song I learned in school was, love is something if you give it away. Love is something to give it away. You'll end up more. You'll gain more. Just give it away. As you're older, we walk around, we see other people, just give a little love. How are you today? God loves you, you know, and you know a word of comfort in Proverbs, I can't remember the scripture, but it says in Proverbs, it says, when you give a word to a person when they're going through something, a lively word, you don't know what they're going through, but when you tell them, good morning, how are you, God loves you, they call that your golden apples on a silver platter. You have given them golden apples on a silver platter. Just tell them something sweet, something good. You know, you don't know, but God knows what they're going through. And a lively word will really bless them with those golden apples on the silver platter. Praise God. This is so important in our lives. This is how we must live every day, giving someone a little love, and we want love too. And we have to know what love is. We got to have that perfect love that will, what, is no fear. We don't want no fear in God's love. We want that perfect love that casts out all doubt and fear. Praise God. And you know, as we continue, there is no limitation in anything. So there is no limitation in God in anything, in no matter. And there is no limitation in love. No limitation in love. He loves us. Magnificent, they call it. Magnificent, magnificent, liberty, more and more. He loves us. Generously guides us. He never stops giving us what we need. And we do need that love. We need that love. Hallelujah. How can you say the Bible say you don't love your brother, but you love God? How can you say that you have never seen God? How can you love him? You should be loving your brother. Then guess what? Then you can say, I love God. And you'll feel his love. You'll know he loves you. But you can't say you love God and you don't love your brother, your sister. We have to be careful with that love. We can't say we love this one wherever we're living. Neighbors or whatever. The Bible says, love your neighbor as you love yourself. Love him first and love your neighbor as you love yourself. If you love your neighbor as you love yourself, guess what? You're going to treat that neighbor well if you treat yourself well. But, you know, we want to have that love. The love of God is really what we need today. We need that love of God in our hearts, praise God, because love is of God, praise you, love. And he wants us to love one another, praise God. And that love, that unadulterated, love is unadulterated. It's a word. It's not mixed with anything. Not mixed with anything. It's pure. God's word is pure. His love is pure. Everything about God is pure. Unadulterated word. Everything about God is pure. No limitation. Boundless. Have no limitation. No range. No scope. Nothing like that. Praise God. And we just love God the way he loves us, because truly God loves us. His purpose is, you know, God's purpose is love, pure. And do you know something? Nobody can love you like God. Can't nobody do you like God. The love, let me tell you, I felt that God gave me the touch of that love. When I felt that touch, I tell you that love was great. Can't nobody love you like God. Can't nobody love you like God, because God's love, look, it's great. It is great. God's love is great. And can't nobody love you like God. Can't nobody do you like God. Hallelujah. So, you know, as we continue to pray, we continue to receive his love. And we must turn to God with complete honesty, with prayer. Praise God. God wants us to love one another. Love is about God. That's what I want to talk about. That's what I call to tell you about the love today. There is no limit in God's love. Let's love one another. When we're in prayer, we love all nations. Love all nations. Don't just forget about our families. When we're praying, pray for all families that's in this universe. There's so many families in this universe, so we make it simply by saying all families in the universe. Oh, that means we're praying for every family in the universe. Pray for them. We got to pray for one another. Pray for one another that we be healed. Pray for one another. And we continue to pray that love and pray for the nations, the leaders. Pray for all leaders and nations and pray for our leaders in our nation. But you know what? We must have love. We must love. We shouldn't have no kind of animosity in our hearts for anyone. We should love. Love. If you don't have that love, go pray. Go to God. Go to God and give him your heart. Say, God, I don't have love in my heart. I have all this other stuff in my heart. You know what verse God says in the Old Testament? Rend our hearts. He said, read to the Israelites, rend your hearts to me. Rend your hearts. He said, rip it up, tear it up. What's in your heart is not right. You have all kind of mess in your heart. You have envy in your heart. You know what you got in your heart. I know what I got in my heart. We all know what's in our heart that needs to go. He says what? Rend your heart. Means to rip it up, tear it up. Give it and cry, mourn, fast. Give it to God and give it to him. And rend, say, Lord, I rend my heart to you. And what did David say? Lord, create within me a clean heart. And renew a right spirit within me. You know, we need a right spirit within us. Sometimes we don't think right. We don't do right in our spine and spirit. But he said what? He said, renew a right spirit within me. As we rend our hearts to God, we don't want that same old stuff. That's what you call true repentance. This is true repentance when you rend your heart. You don't want that old heart like that no more. No, 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 no. You want love there. Love. Love is what we want to put there. Love is what it's all about. So that's what I want to talk to you about, that love. Love is something. It's really good. It's what we have to have. Love is something. If you give it away, you end up having more. Praise God. And that's what we want to have today. We have prayer, but we have to have that love. Pray with love. Pray with faith. Pray with confidence in God. Having confidence in God, when you pray for your children, all my children shall be taught of the Lord, and greater shall be their peace. Guess what? It's going to happen. You know, we raise our children, and sometimes, you know, as they get older, they go different ways. You know, they don't go the right way as they should. But you have to have confidence in God as you pray. They're coming in. Might not be in your time or right now or whatever, but they are coming in. Just praise the Lord. Say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that they're coming in your timing. Thank you, Father. All our children, they are going to be taught of the Lord, and their peace is going to be great. Hallelujah. They will learn, as we have explained and tried to teach them, but they will know in their way like we learn. We have to learn, too. We have to grow, too. Hallelujah. It's a growing process. Hallelujah. A growing process. But we thank God for all our children today, that he bless all of our children, all the children, youngsters in Story Lane, and all, everybody that's out there. We just give God the glory. We give God the praise. We give God the thanks today. But that's all I want to say today, because I can continue on and on and on. But, you know, it's so much to say about God. It's so much about him. His love. His love. He came to me at that age. He said, hearken. Hearken, he said, listen. The first thing to learn is love. Love. How can you love your neighbor? How can you love them if you don't love yourself? Love, love. He said, love me, and then love your neighbor as you love yourself. We should love ourselves because he came from God. We're here because of him, and we want to serve him in that capacity. We want to serve him. We want to love him. He said, love, love everybody as God loved us. And God loves us, so we have to love others as God loved us. Hallelujah. So we give God glory today. We give him praise today. And we thank him for who he is. Hallelujah. He went on that cross for us. Gave us another chance at the tree of life. Thank God for that tree of life. Thank God for another chance at that tree of life. God bless you today. And I love you. And you know that God loves you. So go forth and love others. Love others. Praise God. God bless you today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So what a friend we have in Jesus. He said, all our sins and griefs, he bare them. He said, what a friend. And what a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. All with peace. Guess what? All with peace before faith. Why? Why? We don't have no peace because we do not need, we need this. We don't bring it to him in prayer. That's why we go through what we go through, because we don't bring it to him in prayer. He said, oh, because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. And God bless you. I love you. And I want you to know that God loves you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
Amen, amen. What a friend we have in Jesus. Jesus is love, and he gives us love to love him, to love God with all of our heart, soul, and strength, to love ourselves, and to love one another. I thank God for you, Minister Gloria Dean Charlotte from New Orleans. That was a powerful message on love. That's the greatest lesson. That's the greatest thing, to love. God knew we couldn't love without him. We got to have him to love. What a friend we have in Jesus. He sent Jesus, who is love. Jesus is love. So I thank God for that message. Perfect love casts out all fear. And only God has that perfect love to give us. We can't love God unless he teaches us how. God is love. He teaches us. When we receive God, we get that love that we need for ourselves, for our families, for other people. And then the hate and the crime and the murder, all of that's going to stop when we love one another.
Sure.
I thank God for that powerful message on love. Because when there's a song that says, what the world needs now is love.
Yes.
What the world needs now is love. We need love. When we start loving God, loving ourselves, loving one another, we're not going to commit crimes against each other anymore. Children not going to kill children. Parents not going to be murdered. Nobody's not going to be murdered. Drugs going to stop. Everything. Perfect love.
Yes.
Perfect love. That's what we need. You know, people get afraid and they say, oh, my God, I got to feed my family. So they go out and, you know, steal and. But all you got to do is say, Father, I need, and he will provide. He's a great provider. Say, Father, he did this to me, she did that to me, they did that to me. He said, listen, love him anyway. He loved us because we did a lot to him. He still loves us in spite of love is the greatest thing that we can do. Love, love, love. So I thank God for love. There's no limitation in God.
Yes.
We can love each other, love, 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 love.
Yes.
So we have Mother Ludell on with us from Applin, Georgia. She's going to sing a song of praise this morning. Good morning, Mother Ludell.
Good morning to everyone this morning. I'm a little hoarse, but I'm still here. Thank God.
Amen. Next month,
thank
Lord
Jesus.
Say the same. She'll be 98. She's 97 now. Thank the Lord. Woo! Hallelujah.
98 Monday.
98
yes.
This coming Monday?
Yes, ma'am.
Hallelujah. Well, we're going
to
sing happy birthday
Monday.
Oh, it's in February. I don't know why I'm thinking March. Well, we're going to all, I'm unmuting the line. We're going to sing happy birthday to you today. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mother Ludell. I only hear myself singing. Everybody sing. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mother Ludell. Happy birthday to you. We love you, we do. We love you, we do. We love you, Mother Ludell. Happy birthday to you and many more. 98th birthday coming up, February 10th. Oh, my God, how could I forget?
Yes, ma'am.
Happy birthday.
I'm going to sing Try Jesus. It's sort of caught into what the minister just said, what I preached about, you know. Try Jesus, he's all right. Try Jesus, he's all right. Try Jesus, he's all right. You know, I done tried him, and he's all right. Have you tried him? He's all right. Have you tried him? He's all right. Have you tried him? He's all right. Oh, yes, I done tried him. He's all right. On your sick bed, he's all right. On your sick bed, he's all right. On your sick bed, he's all right. Oh, yeah, I done tried him, and he's all right. When your mother left, he's all right. When your mother left, he's all right. And your mother left, he's all right. Oh, yeah, I done tried him, and he's all right. When you're lonely, he's all right. When you're lonely, he's all right. When you're lonely, he's all right. Oh, yes, I done tried him, and he's all right. Try Jesus, he's all right. Try Jesus, he's all right. Try Jesus, he's all right. Oh, yes, I done tried him, and he's all right. Try Jesus, he's all right. Try Jesus, he's all right. Try Jesus, he's all right. You know I done tried him, and he's all right. So,
amen. Woo, beautiful, Miss Ludell. Yep, try Jesus, he's all right. I done tried him, and he's all right.
Yes.
If you know Jesus, we tried him.
Yes,
we're going through situations in our lives.
Yes,
we tried Jesus, and we know for sure he's all right.
He's all right.
If your motherless, try him. If you're going through situations, try Jesus.
Right.
You're going to find out that he's all right.
He never leaves us.
He never forsakes us. He's all right. Try him.
Right.
Try him.
Just
you need
try
him for
that's
one
all
thing.
I ask you to try him. Try him. You don't have to ask nobody else. Try him for yourself.
That's it. Then
you have a personal relationship with him. And I'm so glad about it. 98. Imagine if I lived to see it, I'd be 98. I can't hardly believe it, but I'm just hoping and praying that I will see Monday, and I thank y'all for the happy birthday and hope that y'all have a blessed weekend and that you will live to be 98 too.
Amen. Thank you. We received that. Hallelujah. Well, you know, salvation is a gift from God. And
yes,
if you haven't received the gift of salvation, we have people on here that can walk you through the plan of salvation. You know,
yes.
Salvation is a free gift. Of course, it comes with responsibility, but
right.
It is a gift from God. So when you are saved, you could try Jesus. He's all right. Yes, he's all right.
Yes, he's all right.
Try Jesus. He's all right.
I know.
This Liddell has tried him for 97, almost 98 years. And
yes,
he has been with her every step of the way.
Every step of the way.
I mean, he's been with her. Every step of the way.
And I give him all the credit and all the glory, all the mercy and all the love and all everything I had. I give it, turn it over to him.
Amen. Amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God for that testimony, that you turn everything over to him. So that's a cue for us. We got to turn everything over to Jesus.
Yes,
anybody
ma'am.
Not saved? The lines are open. We can walk you through the plan of salvation. Well, I thank God for everybody being saved. Now, you got to check yourself. It says, you know, check to see if you're still in the faith, because, you know, sometimes we slip off the path and we don't even know it. You know, David slipped off the path, and he didn't even know it. The prophet went to David, and he says, you know, there was a man, he did this, he did the other. David said, kill him. He said, you're the man. Nathan told David, you're the man. Sometimes we hide, you know, from our own sins. They're all hidden from us. So if anybody's backslidden, we'll give you the opportunity to receive prayer. So you can run back to Jesus. Run! Like a deer when it's thirsty for water. Run back to Jesus. Anybody backslid? Well, looks like everybody's in good standing with the Father. They are loving like never before. I thank God for that message on love this morning, because that's what we got to do. Love is the answer to everything, and God is love. So we love God. He is the answer to everything. God is love. And he commanded us to love him back with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our strength. We just got to love him back.
Right.
He's worthy of all the love, all the praise, all the honor. We got to love him back. We can't just let him love on us. We can't be selfish. We got to love God back.
Right.
He expects us. He commanded us to love him back. And guess what? When we love him back, everything's going to be all right in our lives. Everything. Yeah, we can try him. He's all right.
He's all right.
Yes, Lord, when we need a doctor, try him. He's a healer. When we need things, he provides food, whatever. Place to stay. There are many, many people that are homeless.
Yes.
But we have tried Jesus, and he's all right. He provides everything that we need. He's all right.
Yes, he is.
So it's prayer time on Bible Story Land. We're going to be praying now. We have people that are going to be praying. So anybody need prayer this morning? Nobody need prayer?
I like prayer for Mary Jean as used in the family, and also for myself because I've been sort of had a cold, and so I'm supposed to be going to the doctor Monday. So just say a few words of prayer for me as well.
Amen. Amen. Anybody else need prayer?
Jackie Travis needs prayer.
Good morning. This is Gigi. I would like a general prayer for me. Thank you.
Okay, Gigi.
And this is Sister Vivian. Keep our elderly in prayer, those that's living alone by themselves, that has gotten older and can't take care of themselves properly.
Okay, I heard you say that last night, that you went over to take care of your neighbor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we just think about how many people are up in home. They are all up in senior citizen buildings.
Right.
I know Sister Charlotte can attest to that. They are in there and they can't get proper baths. And our elderly people are really in trouble when they are trying to keep take care of themselves, you know?
Yes.
All right,
we'll pray for the elderly. Any more prayer requests? We're going to be praying for Pastor Donna Hawkins and her family, her church family. You know, she's a pastor in Paducah, Kentucky. We thank God for her. She takes time to come on Bible Story Land every time we're on. I thank God, even when she's traveling, even when she's going to, you know, different things, functions, she still come on. Thank God. Whew, hallelujah. Yep, we thank God for each of you. Got Pastor Paul on the line with us this morning. Good morning, Pastor Paul. How are you? All right, she may have her phone on mute. But anyway, I unmuted all the lines. We're going to be in prayer. We're going to call on Pastor Donna Hawkins this morning to pray for
This is Jackie. Pray for, like she said, all the seniors that can't take care of themselves.
Uh-huh.
They need extra special care and help because I'm trying to help Miss Shirley now. She has dementia, you know. So
yes.
Pray for her that keeps her memory stays longer and she can remember things.
Okay.
And pray for my family. Pray for me.
All right.
Miss Maddie.
All righty. Anybody else? Prayer request. All right. Well, I thank God for each of you all being on this morning. I'm going to ask Pastor Don if you could pray for Jackie Travis, your cousin, this morning.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Gracious Lord, we bow again this morning, thanking you, Lord, for allowing us to see this beautiful day. Now, Lord, I ask a special blessing on my cousin, Jackie Lynn Jackson Travis. Lord, you made her. You know all about her, Lord. Lord, you know what she's going through right now, Lord, but, Lord, we do know that you're able, and we do know that there's nothing too hard for you. So right now, Lord, we ask that you would provide all of her needs, Lord, whatever it is that she stands in need of, Lord, we ask that you would grant it right now. If it be physical, if it be mental, if it be financial, Lord, we know you got it, Lord. Lord, we know that the cattle on a thousand hills belongs to you, Lord. And, Lord, we are your children, and your word says that we can cast all of our cares upon you because you care for us, Lord. So, Lord, I ask that you would bless Jackie in a mighty way. Bless everything that she sets her hands to do, Lord. Lord, bless her daughter, Davida. Bless her daughter, Janae. Bless her granddaughter, Ava, Lord. Lord, I just ask that you would bless the whole family, Lord. Lord, bless them. Keep them in your care, Lord. Lord, you are a strong tower, and we know that we can run into the tower and be saved, Lord. So, Lord, we just ask you to bless Jackie. Lord, continue to strengthen her so that she can help the senior citizens that she serves every day, Lord. Lord, we thank you for her kindness. We thank you for her gentleness, Lord. Lord, we thank you that she cares about the senior citizens, Lord. Lord, we thank you for giving her that ministry, Lord. And, Lord, while she's in that ministry, Lord, we just ask that you would bless her in it. Bless all of her patients and their families, Lord. Keep them safe, Lord. Lord, we thank you for the wisdom and knowledge that you've given Jackie, Lord, for she knows you. She knows you, Lord, because she's tried you, Lord, all of her life, Lord. So, Lord, bless her. Keep her, Lord, in your care as only you can. Make a way, Lord, where there seems to be no way, Lord. Lord, your word says that you can make a river in the middle of a desert, Lord. So, Lord, provide for her right now. Meet her every need, Lord, as only you can. Lord, we love you, and we thank you so much for all that you've done in our lives, Lord, all you're doing right now and all you're going to do, Lord. So, Lord, bless us and keep us in your care. We love you, and we thank you so much for hearing and answering our prayer. It's in the name of Jesus that I pray, and for his sinless sake, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Donna. All right, Vivian, I'm going to ask you to pray for Pastor Donna. Are you still in a place you could pray, Vivian? Okay. All right, she may not be there able to pray right now. Pastor Paul, can you pray? All right, well,
Hello?
Yes, Vivian?
Yes.
Can you pray for Pastor Donna Hawkins, her husband, her family, her church family, Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church?
Precious Father, God, we just lift up, oh God, our love, oh God, Donna Hawkins, oh God, and her family, oh God, anything that the enemy, oh God, is trying to steal from them, oh God, we cast it down in the name of Jesus, Lord. That's his name, holy gold, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, no weapon, you say, no weapon comes against us. Oh God, and you know the heart of Sister Donna, God, and you know her will towards the place, you God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God. Lord God, as we call upon you, God, in behalf of her husband, God, who is our head, God. Father God, that you can do your miraculous healing in his body, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, touch him in every place, God. Make him strong, oh God, in the power of your mind, oh God. Father God, that which the enemy, oh God, is trying to do to him, oh God. Father God, we, oh God, coming against it by the blood of the Lamb. In the name of Jesus, every drop of blood that was spilled, God, it was spilled for him, too, God. And in our entire family, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, Lord God, as you sing free.
I'm here.
Okay. Can you pray for the senior citizens? Can you pray for Miss Ludell and all the senior citizens?
Want to make 98?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
That's the one. Huh?
Yeah, but your phone is muffled. I can't hardly hear you.
Is that the one that's going on 98?
Yes, and all the senior citizens.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, I will. We love you today. We thank you. We give you all the glory and all the praises, dear God. First of all, Lord, we thank you for this program today, God. We thank you, Lord, because it's to lift up all hearts, Father, in the name of Jesus, that we'll know you more and more and better every day. And, God, I thank you, Lord, for all the citizens today, all of us senior citizens, God. I just lift you up now, God. We just lift you up, Father, and our sister Liddell making 98. We thank you, Lord, that you have carried her. You have carried her this far. And we thank you, Lord, you're going to continue to carry her in good health and strength, God, and good remembrance, God. We thank you, Lord, that we believe her memory is very good at our age. We thank you, Lord, still singing, Father, praising your name, Father. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God. And God, we thank you for all of us citizens, all of us, God, that we'll continue you, God. Give us the strength, God. You say in your word, God, that you would give us strength, that you would give us strength, renew our strength, and you would give us peace. We need your peace, God. We need your strength. And we thank the Lord for blessing us. Take care of our memory, God. Touch our memory right now, God. Touch our memory that it'll come back more and more, God, that it'll be better and better. Because sometimes at this age that we are, our memory tries to fail us. But, God, we thank you because of you, we can remember. And we can just call on the Holy Spirit to bring back something that we cannot forget and bring it back to us when we've forgotten. And we thank you for that, Father. God, that is so much to thank you for. Even as senior citizens getting older and older, God, just bless us. Give us strength, God. Keep us where we won't be falling, Father. Keep us from faith walking good, God. going about in our own way, the right way, God, in your way, God, the right way, where we can be very careful, God, keeping our minds, God, to be very careful in what we do and how we do it. And we thank you, Lord, for you keep us, God. We need you to keep us, God. And, Lord, as you're keeping us, let's keep us in prayer, believing you, God, having a confidence in you, God, and loving you, God, and loving others. Help us, God, to love more and more and more, Father. And we thank you now in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. One more prayer. Pastor Donna, can you pray for Gigi? She asked for a general prayer.
Yes, God.
Yes, ma'am. This is where we bow this morning. Thanking you, Lord, again, for allowing us to call on your holy name. Now, Lord, we ask a special blessing for Sister Gigi. Lord, Lord, you made her. You know all about her. You know the number of hairs that she has on her head, Lord. So, Lord, whatever the need is today, Lord, we ask that you would meet it, Lord. Lord, we know that you are able, and we thank you, Lord. When we call on you, Lord, you hear us. You answer us. You come to see about us in a hurry, Lord. So, Lord, bless Sister Gigi, Lord. Whatever blessing that she stands in need of, Lord. Lord, we are so glad that you know everything. We can't keep anything from you, Lord. You already know. And even before we ask, Lord, you know what we stand in need of. So, bless Sister Gigi. Bless her family, Lord. Keep them safe and secure in your arms, Lord. Lord, we thank you. Knowing that when we call on your holy name, you hear us. You answer us, Lord. We thank you for that. We bless your name today, Lord. We thank you for Sister Gigi, Lord. Lord, keep her strong. Keep her encouraged, Lord, as only you can, Lord. Every now and then, the road gets rough. But Lord, we know that you're walking right beside us, Lord. So, Lord, just continue to bless her. Hold her in your arms where she's safe. We thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering our prayers. It's in the name of Jesus that I pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Well, it's closing time on Bible Storyland. We'll be back on February 22nd. We will not be on next week. February 22nd will be Children's Day, so join us to pray for the children. Join us to encourage the children. They will be on live. Hallelujah. I thank God for all the children that come on. You know, on Children's Day, oh, my God, they're awesome. They're bold and courageous. Thank God. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you for this time on Bible Storyland that you joined us, oh, God. You came on before us. You were with us, and you will go with us when we leave and go our separate ways. Protect us, oh, God, from seen and unseen dangers. We bind up incidents, accidents, mishaps, mechanical breakdowns, and we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, what you're going to do. We bless your holy name. We give you all the praise, all the glory, all the honor. And we just thank you that you are God. We thank you for the love, the love, the love, the love, the love you have for us. We're grateful for your mighty love, your precious love. In the mighty name of Jesus, we're so grateful, Lord, that you love us with a pure love, with a pure heart. Oh, we are grateful today in the mighty name of Jesus. We are thankful that you, oh, God, oh, can be tried, that we can try you. And, Lord, we thank you for Ms. Liddell, oh, God, on February 10th, this coming Monday. Oh, God, if you say the same, she'll be 98 years young. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! We give you praise and thanks for what you're going to do. And Ms. Liddell and what you've done all of these 97-plus years. Oh, my God, we are thanking you for Ms. Liddell. We thank you for the encouragement that she is for us, for the strength that she give us to keep on keeping on the journey that you have us on, oh, God. So, Lord, we bless and honor you. We thank you, oh, God, in Jesus' name. Well, everybody have a God-filled day, a God-filled week. God-filled month, a God-filled year, and do not forget to praise the Lord God Almighty. When God be for us, who can be against us?
So what do we say?
Everything.
This is what we say.
Say you've gone
before.